The Forks in Winnipeg is going green, and the Inn at the Forks is no exception. Proprietor Ben Sparrow has been implementing a number of eco policies.
In our 75-year history, we have developed a culture and core values that are centered around participating in our community and having a positive impact on our community. So it was a natural evolution to pursue green initiatives. Also, our guests have asked for this.
So what sort of things have you put in place in the hotel then?
Well, we recycle bottles, plastic, and newspaper, and cardboard. We compost all of our compostable containers, office products, and all of our excess food. We also recycle our spent cooking oils, which are used to power the Zamboni that cleans the longest skating trail in the world, located just outside of the hotel.
And what about some of the things that perhaps the guests wouldn't see so much, but are nevertheless going on in the background?
Well, we have various water-saving initiatives. We use environmentally friendly cleaning products. Most of our materials used in our renovations are environmentally friendly. We have internal office initiatives to save on paper and waste. We donate all of our unused amenities to women's shelters. We donate all of our spoiled linens to different homeless shelters.
And you're just been renovating both your spa area and kind of your big presidential suite, so to speak. So what sort of things have you done there to ensure that these renovations are actually environmentally friendly as well?
Well, we've tried to use environmentally friendly materials whenever possible. For example, our floors are locally made recycled hardwood floors. Some of our furniture is locally made and recycled. Our carpeting has recycled components. Our wall covering is recycled. The spa has those same environmentally friendly focus as well. We have a linen program and a towel program in the spa to conserve water and energy.
What do you think some of the challenges are of, say, a high-end hotel like this one, where obviously you want to be environmentally friendly, but equally you've got to supply a certain level of service to your guests as well?
Our guests are very demanding, so we have to be creative in terms of the service that we're offering. We have to offer environmental policies that do not impact guest experience. We're trying to work with our guests to achieve our environmental objectives. So what we do is give our customers as much choice as we possibly can. Rather than having an all-organic menu, we'll have organic menu options. Rather than having an all-organic wine menu, we have organic options. We have an optional linen reuse program. Of course, recycling is optional. The technology that we invest in, such as efficient toilets, efficient lighting, efficient heat and cooling systems, has no impact on the guests at all.
Generally, do you find that guests are willing to participate in these options? Things, or are they not really that interested?
They are, as long as it doesn't impact their comfort.
So you've seen people take on board the linen programs and the towels and the recycling as well, and actively take action to participate in those?
Yeah, it seems like almost all of our guests are participating in these programs right now.
And so from your point of view, obviously some things take a big investment up front when it's an environmental change to a particular building or a business. Other things, on the other hand, are an immediate benefit. So do you think overall you get a financial saving, or is it kind of some things cost, some things don't, and it balances itself out?
Some of our initiatives, like our linen reuse program, are a cost savings. Initiatives such as composting is a cost outflow. Heat recovery systems and different technologies that we're using to be environmentally friendly, such as geothermal heat, which we'll be using in our new hotel, have about a 3-year payback period.
So overall, how much do you see this as part of good business to be more environmentally friendly?
Well, because most of our guests are participating in our program and we are receiving positive feedback, then it is good business. It's all about our guests. If our guests weren't responding and if our guests weren't asking for this service, it wouldn't be a success.
That's Ben Sparrow from the Inn at the Forks in Winnipeg. For more information, visit innforks.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.